Kevin, welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Thanks, Jane.
In your paintings, people are out of doors in rural settings. The weather often seems to be extreme in some fashion. The people are serious and they're sometimes concerned. What's going on here?
A lot of my paintings use the landscape as a narrative, I guess, enhancing tool in that the landscape starts to act as a vehicle to help sort of drive the narrative. And a lot of times I like when the figures have to deal with some sort of conflict in dealing with life and death and nature in general.
Well, they pull the viewer in. You look at it and think, what are they doing? What are they thinking?
Yeah, I want the narrative to be slightly ambiguous. I don't want it to be a quick answer. And I want people or viewers to look at the work and constantly ask, well, could it go this way or could it go that way? I don't want a definite answer. I think that that keeps the viewer constantly engaged with the work.
Well, the return of the figure and recognizable scenes to painting is something that many people have welcomed. Has your work always been in that vein?
No, actually just recently, probably in the last 3 or 4 years, I've started working with the figure. Before that, I was strictly a landscape painter, and I felt it was time to throw in the figure into the paintings and give the landscapes a little bit more tooth. And what I mean by that is having the figure in the landscape added this narrative element that really kind of had a sense of darkness to it or a sense of intrigue.
Why do rural settings so dominate your work? And do you ever do city scenes?
I haven't done any city scenes. Occasionally, I will use sort of decayed buildings and things like that in my landscapes. But I think that there's this sense in the rural landscape of something that's maybe a little bit creepy, in the sense that if you're out in the landscape alone, possibly at night, I think that that can have a little bit more of a scare factor to it.
When did you know you were going to become an artist? And what artists were your first influences?
I first started thinking about becoming a painter right when I started college. I had a very good high school art teacher, and I actually wanted to become a graphic designer, but I started to take more and more art classes in college as opposed to graphic design classes, and then I decided to just kind of go down that route. And then I just kind of kept painting, and things worked out.
What painters have influenced your work then and now?
Oh, thanks. Some of the first painters that really inspired me were Odd Nerdrum and Edward Hopper, some contemporary painters, Eric Fischel, as well as I just mentioned Odd Nerdrum. So painters that deal with the figure, and I think finally I started to work with the figure just recently, as I just mentioned, the past 4 years or so.
Do you like to go to art exhibitions as a general thing, or is that an unnecessary distraction for somebody like you?
No, I think it's good to get out and see what's going on in Cincinnati and to also sort of help inspire people in terms of them seeing you at the show or at their exhibitions. I think the more the merrier, and I think that that's a great sign. It helps give the artist a lot of motivation, and they've spent a lot of time working on their exhibitions. I think it's a shame when people don't come out to see them. So I always like to go and take a look at what's happening, and I sometimes get inspiration from what my colleagues are doing around Cincinnati in terms of when I visit their exhibitions.
Well, like many artists, you also teach art, and you're on the faculty at Northern Kentucky University. Do you enjoy teaching?
I do. I think that there's a element of inspiration that comes along with art, and I'd like to see my students become very proud of what they've done and what they've accomplished, and I've seen them go on to really great things. Lots of them have become professors themselves or have gone on to graduate school and had amazing exhibitions, and that feeds me. I really enjoy seeing what the students are doing and seeing that sort of wanderlust in terms of getting out, going to see museums around the world, as well as feeding off that energy and then making really exciting and creative work themselves. So yeah, I really like being a faculty member at NKU, and I like the students.
What's different about being a painter now as opposed to, say, being a painter in the 19th century?
I think there's still some of the dialogue that's going on between painting and photography, as well as I think we have to deal with film now and the internet, and perhaps viewers' attention span is shorter, and it's kind of hard to keep someone's attention looking at a painting that's a non-moving object. I think we're bombarded with images every day, and I think looking at something that doesn't move, such as a painting, people try to read it quickly and move on. And so I think that that's one of the problems that painters face today, and I try to tackle that by looking at cinema and taking images from cinema, sort of stills, and using those as reference points or jump-off points for some of my compositions. But sometimes I will make paintings that are very similar to one another, and they're exhibited right next to one another, and then the viewer's eye bounces back and forth and tries to create that movement in it in and of itself. So I think that I welcome the challenge, and I think that it's an interesting dilemma that we have to tackle.
The viewer is giving a modern response then.
Yes.
What would you say have been the highlights of your career to date?
Well, some of the highlights I would say would be getting hired at Northern Kentucky University. I think I've had a great time there, and I've recently had an exhibition last year at the Museum of Contemporary Art in Jacksonville, Florida, and they made a catalog for it. So that was my first museum show, so that was a highlight. I mentioned it earlier, when students do well, I love that. And I've won a few summer fair grants in Cincinnati.
Where can people see your work, and do you have future exhibitions coming up?
Yes, in January, I know it's a ways off, but in January I have a sabbatical show at Northern Kentucky University, and that will be showcasing 52 paintings all done on Tuesdays. And actually one of them was done on a Wednesday. I missed one Tuesday, but that's one of the exhibitions that people will be able to see my work at. And also Art After Dark, which is going to be at the Fort Thomas Library on July 24th, I believe. People will be able to see my artwork there. I do have occasionally some work at Marta Hewitt Gallery, and then they can also look at my website. I show at a few different galleries across the nation: Gross McLeaf Gallery in Philadelphia, Heike Pickett Gallery in Versailles, Kentucky, and Richard D'Amato Gallery in Sag Harbor.
Thanks so much for coming in to talk with us.
Thanks, Jane. It's been a pleasure.
We've been talking with artist Kevin Minty. For more information, see wvxu.org/AroundCincinnati. I'm Jane Durrell.